Welcome to The Central Focus, an online ministry of the Central Church for Christ in Paducah, Kentucky. I'm Adam Fawn. I'm one of the ministers at Central, and we're glad that you joined us for our midweek devotional podcast. We have been taking some time on the last couple of podcasts to let you know about something that's coming up here at Central in just a few weeks as this is being released. On November the 8th, 9th, and 10th of 2019, Brother Wissam Al-Athawi will be with us for a seminar called Islam in Christ's Eyes. Wissam grew up as a Muslim in Baghdad, Iraq, and he now lives in Dearborn, Michigan, but he has been converted to New Testament Christianity, and he'll be with us for a seminar coming up here again November the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and we will be taking some more time on an upcoming podcast to let you know more about that seminar specifically, but we'd love it if you'd be marking your calendars. We will be having the Friday and Saturday sessions at the auditorium at Paducah Tillman High School, so there's plenty of room. And our services on Sunday morning, of course, will be here at our building at Central. We got plenty of room, too, but we want to make sure that you know about that and that you're looking forward to that. We've been taking these midweek devotional podcasts the last couple of weeks to think about some things that the cross of Jesus revealed. So far, we've noticed four things, two on each of the last two midweek podcasts. 2 weeks ago, we talked about how the cross revealed sin, in fact, how bad sin is, how ugly sin is. And on the other side of the coin, the cross revealed the love of God. And then last week, we talked about how the cross reveals the perfect man. The perfect character of Jesus really was shown by the fact that he learned obedience through the things which he suffered. And then we talked about how the cross revealed the end of the law, that is, the law of Moses. This week we're going to think briefly about two other things, and there are more we could talk about, but these will be enough for us to remember and think about just how amazing the cross really was and should continue to be in our thinking. First of all, on this podcast, think about how the fact that the cross reveals a separation from sin. It's by the cross that we can be separated from our sin. Paul said in Galatians 6 and verse 14, "God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me, and I unto the world." And so since Christ died for us, we know that we must live for him. Again, Paul would write, also in the book of Galatians, in a much more well-known verse, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and who gave himself for me." Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. But that means that we have to crucify the old man of sin. And the cross is how that happens. Paul would write in Romans 8 and verse 13, "But if you through the Spirit do kill or mortify the deeds of the body, then you shall live." We have to put the world away. But the fact of the matter is, it's the cross that reveals that separation, because it's to the cross that we must come in order to find salvation. The cross reveals that separation from sin, where we put the world away from us, we put the world behind us, and we begin to walk with Jesus. We allow His blood to wash away our sins. In 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17, Paul said, "Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Something is different about us when we come to the cross. The cross reveals a separation from sin. And then finally this morning, as well as finally on this series of podcasts, the cross reveals another for me. Now that may sound like a very strange thing to say, but just follow through. That is, there is a cross for me as well. That's what we mean when we say the cross reveals another for me. That is, the cross reveals another cross for me. There's an old song that I used to sing a lot, but I don't sing it as much anymore. I don't hear it as much anymore. "Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for me." Is that not what Jesus tried to get us to understand? Before we become His followers, we have to count the cost. And one of the things we count is that we must understand we have a cross to bear. Luke 9:23, He said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself daily, take up his cross, and follow me." And maybe even more strongly, He said also in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 27, "Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Sometimes we wear a cross, that is, we may have a necklace or another piece of jewelry, some may have a tattoo or something across somewhere on their body, and that's not necessarily a wrong thing, but the cross that we bear when we become a Christian is not beautiful. It's not a piece of jewelry. It means it's going to be daily dying to ourselves. But ultimately, that dying helps us to live for Him. There's a cross to be borne if there is a crown to be worn, one man wrote. And I think he got it right. There's a cross to be borne if there is a crown to be worn. When we look at the cross of Jesus, it reveals to us that we also have a cross to bear. And so, completing this list, and again, there are other things we could talk about, all the way back to the last few weeks, the cross reveals sin, that is, the ugliness of sin. The cross reveals the love of Christ. The cross reveals the perfect man, Jesus. The cross reveals the end of the law of Moses. The cross reveals a separation from sin, but the cross also reveals the fact that there is a cross for each of us to bear if we are going to be faithful to Jesus Christ. I hope these thoughts have encouraged you and helped you, and given you an even greater appreciation for the cross of Jesus Christ. May we always keep it ever before us. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe and spread the word about the podcast. And we hope that you'll be with us sometime at the Central Church of Christ in Paducah. We meet at 2201 Washington Street in Paducah. And we'd love to have you with us at any time you possibly can be here. If you keep listening to the podcast, we hope that you'll enjoy each thing that you hear and learn from each thing you hear. And every day we hope that you'll keep your central focus on Jesus.